The protesters hope to convince Congress and the Bush administration to adopt an 8-point plan that includes withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, closing all U.S. military bases there, and beginning a concerted effort to rebuild the war-ravaged Iraqi infrastructure. National protest leaders are stressing the religious basis of their demands and promising that their plans for civil disobedience will be both spiritual and explicitly nonviolent. Rick Euford Chase, the director of the Presbyterian Peace Fellowship, will lead a protest on Capitol Hill next Tuesday.
I'm prepared this time to be arrested and then to continue to participate in nonviolent actions of religious witness where arrest would be a possibility until this conflict comes to an end and we have an announced, stated way of pulling back and trying to begin the process of reconstruction.
In Wisconsin, organizers plan vigils at Senator Herb Kohl's offices in both Madison and Milwaukee on Thursday. Peace Action Wisconsin Director George Martin says there will also be a noon rally and peace fest at Pere Marquette Park in Milwaukee on Saturday.
It's an opportunity for people to connect, to interact, to learn more, to be in a position to talk to their neighbors and co-workers and persuade them to join us as a majority sentiment against this war and to influence our Congress.
Martin says next Monday protesters will gather for a day-long nonviolent action at Congressman James Sensenbrenner's office in Brookfield. The protests come as a new Gallup poll shows the country evenly split on whether people consider the war in Iraq a mistake. The same poll showed 60% believe the president does not have a clear plan for handling the war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.